All right, I want to keep us as close to time as possible, and there's alcohol on the other end of this, so I want to get us there as well. Not that that says anything personally about me. So thanks for today. I hope that you found it informative. We just have a little bit of content left to address a few things that have been important, a lot of questions around, so what's the future for Xamarin Partner Program? We've talked about programs. We've talked about the way we've supported in the past, and so I do want to get into that as well. I know we've had those that were in the technical sessions join us. Good sessions, I hope. I hope you had things that you learned, good discussion among colleagues. We found in the previous versions of this that we did in Europe, that was some of the best feedback, was just the ability to talk to other people in the trenches, doing this on an ongoing basis, not just from us, but how are you working through these projects, what are you hearing, et cetera. And so definitely want to use this next reception session for more of that. You know, talk to us, but also to each other, see which technologies you're finding are the hottest, what architectural best practices do you have, and so forth. So what I want to take us through quickly is this idea of, hey, how do we make this partnership continue to be maximized, and to help answer a question that had come up to us a lot on, we have the Xamarin Partner Program, you've got different levels and tiers and so forth, Microsoft has its own partner program, and where's that going? So one of our elite partners, you know, had quoted this here, just this idea around, we have been doing incredible things together, you know, giving us a lot of feedback about wanting to continue to do that, work together in this digital transformation message, loved the benefit and value they got from having that distinction of being at you know, our highest tier, and what's that going to look like as we go forward. So a quick sort of recap of the Xamarin Partner Program and the three tiers that it has. This is a listing of some of the capabilities and the support that we provided. So the access to the team for premier and elite partners, the ability for us to do some joint go-to-market activities together where we were going to take a message out. We were going to pick a set of customers that we would go to. The ability to do things like technical kickoff sessions. So you're working with an enterprise. You want to make sure that those wireframes you're proposing are the right ones. Bring our engineers in to sometimes co-present with you if you want to land that technology platform message, or just to double check it before you go into that project. And even we do scenarios where we would do code reviews with you, where if you got into the ditch or you felt like I've run up against something that I've not seen before, to be able to bring that expertise. And that's not going away. All of these sort of capabilities, we want to continue to have that available to you. Now, that said, at the same time, and as we talked about on the business track, there is the Microsoft Partner Network and, you know, a large scale program. And so what are we doing? What's the future look like for that? So Microsoft's fiscal year runs July to June. And so what we've been doing, we, the Xamarin Partner team, is working with our counterparts within Microsoft Partner Network to make sure we're augmenting all the mobile expertise that's in this room and that's around the world, and to revamp some of the competencies that sit there. So there's application development. That's what we're doing. Mobile, this idea of, hey, saying the word mobile is almost, it's necessary, and at the same time, a lot of people would say it isn't. That is a given. And so we want to amplify the expertise that exists when you're doing application development, integrating these backends together, and bring the Xamarin partners into that capability and bring it into the program overall. There's the silver and gold capability, but we want to continue to augment your resources, your expertise out into the market. So there are large-scale projects underway over the next 6 months or so where the entire Microsoft Partner Network is getting, in a sense, a revamp. They're doing things around incentives and bringing that together, around the enablement that's made available through Partner University. And we're working to integrate some of the Xamarin University content there. The ability to track the certifications, the ability to serve up you as partners when customers are coming and saying, I'm in this industry, I'm in this part of the world, and I have these type of needs and capabilities, that is brought together. And so additionally, as we talked about on the business side, there's a whole set of programs, a set of technical support capabilities, a set of licenses that are brought forward for those that are not already familiar with MPN, whether that's everything from O365 within your business to Visual Studio to access to server capability to Azure instances and so forth, to be able to help with your running of your own business, as well as start to prototype things from the client perspective. So the Xamarin Partner Ecosystem, the resources, the people that you're used to working with are going to continue. And we are going to have that idea program around this inner circle of those that have been with us for a long time that we're working with very directly and that we're able to make those references and those introductions, et cetera, to Microsoft sellers, as Neil talked about today. We're able to represent your métier, your capabilities into those scenarios and those situations. So I'm very pleased with where we're going with this. We do plan to have a lot more detail for you when we get to Microsoft Partner Conference this year, which is coming up in Washington, D.C., Microsoft Inspire, which is the renaming. And we'll make a smooth transition for all of the partners that are in this room. You've done investments with us, which we're very grateful for, and we want to make sure that this moves over and you continue to be elevated as we tell this mobile-first, cloud-first story. You're going to be, you know, front and center in terms of those that are able to help customers make this transition. And as we talked about a little bit before, there's this whole category, which I'm not going to go through here, that is going to augment the business in ways that we couldn't do when we were Xamarin alone. Just weren't going to be able to bring funding pools, the $600 million specifically focused towards partners that's now available for us to do joint selling activities, the ability to do marketing, and Francine's going to come up in just a moment and talk about some of that. Let's tell great stories, case studies that reference you, that reference an amazing experience we've created, and then things like deployment programs that allow you to help customers take advantage of investments they may have made but not yet realized. It's more service dollars for you. It takes advantage of them consuming things that they've already committed to financially. And we've got visibility, we now, the Xamarin partner team, to things that we didn't have, where we know what that enterprise has already invested in and can bring that when we jointly sell together as well. And then we really do want it to be about, for those partners that have really invested, have the resources, have demonstrated multiple scale projects, we want to go deep and do that planning. Plan out both the enablement for the new technologies we talked about today, the cognitive, the AI, the bot frameworks, and so forth, and then make sure that we also are making the selections from a geographic perspective, an industry perspective of where are we going to go and sell together. And so with that, I'm going to turn over quickly to Francine Anthony, who's our Director of Partner Marketing for Xamarin, and she's going to talk about some specifics.
Thank you, Greg. So I have the fun part of standing here before you before we all get to break and go to the reception. So we'll keep it brief. Today what I'm going to do is go through some of the events and programs that we have in place that we hope you'll find of value. I'm actually going to start out with what some of the key events are for 2017. So we'll start out with our webinar series. So we recently started a new webinar series with topics that are of interest to Xamarin developers. And in fact, earlier today, Colby went over with you a demo of Mobile Center. And so the current webinar series that we have in place today is focused on Mobile Center and getting developers up to speed on how to use the beacons and all the great capabilities within Mobile Center. As you go to the website, you'll note that there are some broadcast dates, but if you can't make those dates, don't worry, we will actually offer replays for developers who can't make the original dates. Second up, as Greg mentioned, we have our Build conference that's coming up, and this year it'll take place in downtown Seattle. Build actually targets developers, so it's a great opportunity to learn about Microsoft technology roadmaps, what's new, what's coming, and it's also a great training opportunity for developers who want to continue to sharpen and hone their skills around Xamarin as well as Microsoft. And then finally, as Greg mentioned, Microsoft Inspire is taking place in Washington, D.C. this year. And Inspire is actually different from Build in that it does target business leaders and decision makers. And we hope that many of you in this room will take advantage of the opportunity to come and learn all about new direction, new strategy that Microsoft has upcoming for the next fiscal year. I'm sure you're wondering, where is Evolve on this list? And we have not yet finalized our plans for future Evolve, so you'll have to just stay tuned for news on Evolve. None of us would be in this room today. In fact, we wouldn't even be in business if we weren't delighting our customers with our solutions, our products, our mobile thought leadership, much of which you heard earlier today. And so customers truly are our greatest assets. And with that in mind, we've actually kicked off a new initiative called our Lighthouse Customer Initiative. And you see many of our Xamarin assets, as well as for partners in the room, there's some partner logos there as well. And in recognition of this, this Lighthouse Initiative focuses on a couple of different things. First of all, we are looking and asking our partners, and I've actually spoken with some of you in the room about this, we're looking for top-tier enterprise or consumer brands. And think about this not just in terms of top-tier brands today, but the top-tier brands of the future as well. We're also looking for amazing apps. So it's not just enough to call me up or call up your partner manager and say, hey, we just launched this great app. We really want to see some proof points. We want to see those 4+ stars in the App Store or that great user feedback. And so that's really another important aspect of this program for us. And then we're also looking for transformative use cases. And you've heard a lot today about some of the cool science fiction technology that's now becoming reality. And so we really want to see those cognitive services examples, those IoT examples, even nonprofit or social impact apps are some of the things that we're looking for. And then finally, at the end of the day, say you meet all three of these first criteria. If you don't have any Xamarin or Microsoft content, we're not that interested, as you can imagine. So we're also looking for the Microsoft Xamarin technology stack in a very deep way across these apps and these customer lighthouse examples. Now, what's in it for you? So first of all, this is an opportunity for you to get great visibility, showcase your mobile expertise. And then secondly, there might be some assets that come out of this, some videos that you can host on your websites or case studies. So there's some great assets that you can leverage as well out of this Lighthouse initiative. There's also an opportunity to have your story promoted through Microsoft, so blog posts, or even if you take a look at Xamarin.com/customers, you'll see a lot of great Lighthouse examples on our website today. And then finally, at the end of the day, if we're out there with this Lighthouse customer example, we have skin in the game as well in ensuring that this is a successful implementation, a successful app. So we do have resources that we will deploy in working with our partners to continue to ensure the success of that app. So what do you do if you're interested in, and how do you get started with this Lighthouse approach? The first step is to reach out to your partner executive and have that initial conversation if you do think you have an app and or a customer that fits the criteria that I just discussed. As a second step, your partner manager will reach out with me and we will engage in a 30-minute dialogue, up to a 30-minute dialogue about the app, where we'll make a go or no-go decision on whether or not to proceed forward. And then the final step, once we get the heads nodding on both sides, then we'll ask you to have a conversation with your customer to get the permission to move ahead formally. Earlier today, during the keynote, at the opening keynote, we showed an example of one of our partners, premier partners Skyline and the Mile of Music app. That is a case in point example of the sort of Lighthouse customer example that we're talking about here. And that video actually was showcased at last year's WPC during a keynote discussion. So just to give you a flavor of the sort of opportunities that may be available to you under this Lighthouse initiative. So next steps, if you are a Xamarin partner and if you are interested in Lighthouse opportunities or further opportunities, anything that was discussed today, please take that next step and have a conversation with your partner manager, either here today or at some future date. We do have some individuals or some companies in the room who are not yet Xamarin partners, and we welcome and embrace you and hope that you will consider joining with us. And again, we hope that you pick us out during the reception to have a conversation. There is one next step that many of you, I know, are probably wondering about, and so we also have an obligation, and we will follow up after this session, probably within the next 2 weeks, with all of the materials that you've enjoyed throughout today's business track, and keynote sessions. So we'll follow up with that. Earlier today, Matt also shared with you the Forrester REI report, and we'll also follow up with that information as well. So that's our commitment to all of you. So we hope that you all will stay. And I think earlier today, Greg mentioned that we have a cool VR headset. Here's the example that will be, we purposely kept them, and we will give them out as you move towards the reception, is our hope. They'll be right outside the room. And the reception will be located in the Microsoft restaurant, which sounds cooler than the Microsoft cafeteria, which is located downstairs. So we hope that you'll join us. And we really want to thank you for your partnership. Without you, we would not have the success that we have today. We thank you for coming. We thank you.